Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. I'm Javier.
And I'm Danielle.
And we just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us once again. We are actually recording this from Florida, sunny Florida this week. Many of you may have known or seen via the news, or maybe you lived through it. In Florida, Hurricane Ian made its way through, devastating quite a bit of South Florida, Fort Myers area, Naples. There's a couple other inland cities that also got some flooding. Right now it's very tranquil and sunny as we're recording this, but we are seeing some of the relief efforts that are going on. We actually have some really great friends of ours that we'll give the information to at the bottom of the podcast, but we've got some really great friends at Freedom Life Church, Shane and Rachel Frazier, who are doing a really magnificent job coordinating some relief efforts there. They're coordinating donations. They're doing cleanup effort. So they're going house to house, literally cleaning out everyone's belongings. So, I mean, it's actually a really big deal. So if you haven't seen it, we will post some links to some information is there as well. But yeah, it's been pretty tough to see some of the images, some of the flooding of some of the effects of the wind and rain. But the good thing is that people are mobilized. We've got some friends here in Tampa as well that have made their way down to South Florida. It's interesting also that this week Danielle and I have a surprise, or maybe not surprising, but definitely a different announcement. So I wanted Danielle to announce that as well, and then we'll tell you a little bit of the background and the history of why that's such an interesting correlation this week to be here in Florida. So Danielle, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the announcement.
Well, some of you may already know, but for some of you it may be news and an announcement, but we actually moved to Florida last week. So we actually started the drive from New York and made it into town on the Monday before Ian was set to blow through. And at the time, it was being estimated to hit Tampa directly. And so at that time, we didn't quite yet have our home secured and able to move into. And so we had rented a little Airbnb in the Tampa area, and it was in the direct hit zone. So basically, as fast as we had gotten into that little apartment and had unpacked our suitcases and some groceries that we had purchased, just the following day had to repack everything and reload those groceries we had just unloaded and make our way to family's house, because that was just in the direct zone that they thought was going to get hit the hardest. But it's just interesting that we kind of pulled into town and made this move on kind of the onset of Ian, because as some of you likely remember and some of you may or may not know, but Javier and I basically kind of our union began to be formed when we were both serving in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina had come through and devastated the area there. And so it was just interesting, because hurricanes can seem to be some pivotal points in our life. So it was just interesting timing, to say the least, that right in the midst of our move from New York to Florida, we were being welcomed by Hurricane Ian. But it just gave us a lot of opportunity to pray over the state and to pray over our friends and to pray over our family. And, you know, we're definitely going to see what we can do to help support our friends that we have there in Naples, and see what kind of aid that they're going to need. I know that there's a lot going on right now, and people are just doing whatever they can in that area to kind of just get through each day. But that's the big announcement, is we made our way from New York, which we had a great, great time there. We're able to build some key relationships for the future of Connect Global, which is amazing. But we're very excited to be back in the Tampa Bay area and to be so close to so many of our family members and so many of our friends that we've had from the last couple of decades. So it's good to be back. It's great to be here on a sunny day. And we also just can't wait to see all of you for those who are in the area.
Yeah, it's been a pretty exciting transition, notwithstanding the hurricane and evacuation orders and sandbag fill-ups and things like that. And as Danielle said, we're definitely wanting to share the information of Freedom Life Church with you. If you have any resources, if you have volunteer hours or time that you want to put in towards cleanup and recovery efforts there, at least in Naples area, but we also have contacts around Fort Myers and other areas. If you are inclined to help, we would love for you to do so. But yeah, when we first, right before we were married, I mean, it was Hurricane Katrina had come through South, United States, through Louisiana and some of the other states nearby. And I just remember thinking that there was so much destruction in just a few minutes. You know, it's like these hurricanes take a couple of days or a few days to kind of, we watch their track and we watch how they come towards, different places that are special to us, whether they're, in South and Central America or whether it's the United States or other parts around the world. As we start seeing the news of where they're going to be, where they're going to land, at what speed they're going to land, to me, it's always very interesting to find that in the uncertainty, what was the terminology that we were talking about the
other cone of uncertainty.
The cone of uncertainty, as we watch these storm tracks, I think it's the same in our life sometimes, that the cone of uncertainty of our decisions, of the impact and effects of our decisions. You know, when I decided to be a part of the team that was going to help with Katrina, I certainly had no certain level of understanding what my future would be with Danielle, of meeting her there, knowing her there, the time that we would come back to Florida. At that time, we were living in Tampa as well. And so that decision to go into New Orleans and to go and help with the relief there, certainly had no anticipation of coming home, starting this relationship with Danielle. And yet, here we are, 16 years later, in love, back in Florida, back nearby friends and family. And again, it's the cone of uncertainty because we still don't know what the effects of these decisions will be. We know that right now the sun is out. The weather's cool, so I think that's even funnier that we may have helped to bring in a cold front as well, because everyone has their Jeep tops off and they've got, of course, sandals and flip-flops are probably 12 months out of the year here in Florida. But that's been a pleasure. That's been a great deal to see some of the friends and family that we've already reconnected with, just enjoying life, enjoying what there is to have here. And I think that's the other level of, like these hurricanes kind of bring in reminders of the priorities in our life.
Yeah.
You and I have always prioritized each other, our daughter, our family, our ministry. There are certain things that we put into order. And even in the uncertain times, we at least know where we're starting from.
Yeah.
We know who we want to prioritize and how we want to prioritize things. But even in a tragedy or even in a destructive, act of God, as they say, I think you realign and you try and reprioritize and really kind of reevaluate where things are.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that, of course, none of us would say our values are in things or in material objects, but those material objects make up our life. Our home, our car, our stuff, while we may not want to admit that it's so meaningful to us in and of itself in the parts, it's the sum of it all that makes up our life. So we can remember that as these people are picking up literally the pieces of their life,
yeah,
it's very serious. It's a very intimate and tragic thing, but good can come out of it. The pictures that I'm seeing of friends being there for their neighbors, being there as a church community, being there for the non-church community. We've got friends and people who are going down from Tampa with work tools and chainsaws and,
yeah,
seeing them help each other. I think that's the other thing about tragedy and about difficult situations in general is that it gives us each an opportunity to show up,
yeah,
to be present, to help each other, to be a part of the recovery and the relief efforts. And that's what I always like seeing is you see the pictures of the floods, you see the waters that were 12 and 15 feet high, and you see, you know, in South Florida, you see Ferraris and Lamborghinis floating away.
Yeah.
And those are just things at the end of the day, but it's the life that that represents that you remember and you go towards and you try and reach to them and make sure that they know that we're still here, people are still here, people are still good.
Yeah.
And ultimately we have that chance to be able to be, you know, in our case, who Jesus says to be, you know,
yeah,
to be someone who loves God, someone who loves others and shows it.
Yeah.
You know, actually gets that opportunity. So that's what I love about the aftermath of these types of things. No one wants to go through it. No one wants to experience it. There's going to be months and maybe years of effects that we'll see from Hurricane Ian. But I will also be looking for the effects that are good, that
yeah,
are positive, that are life-changing. And maybe we'll hear in another 16 years how two people found each other serving next to each other and gave their hearts and their lives to something bigger than them. And,
yeah,
you know, we'll hear of another story just like ours.
Yes.
So we also want to have an opportunity to talk about... What's the next? Oh. So that also brings us into being there for people, being a part of you know, our friends' lives and our friends being a part of our lives. We wanted to give an update on one of our board members, Kevin Schwartz. He is actually traveling to Nepal right now. He just arrived yesterday as we're recording this, so just a couple of days ago. And he and our friend Mark are on a mission journey there for at least the next 2 weeks. Mark and Laura, his wife, moved to Portugal so that they would have easy access into India and Nepal and some of the other parts in, on that side of the world that they could visit, travel to, their, you know, have a mission that is there for pastors and ministers and leaders in those areas. And so Kevin Schwartz, our board member, Connect Global's board member, is there visiting, championing Mark, working alongside him. They'll be gone together at least the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we're covering them in prayer. We're thinking about them. This is maybe the second or third trip that Kevin, I know, has done to Nepal. I know it's a grueling travel
yeah,
schedule. You know, 20 plus hours, I think, in the plane just to get there. And then every single day is a different city, a different church, different organized church there. And so that's a pretty tough schedule. I don't know if you've ever taken a trip that far or if you have ever done, you know, in 2 weeks, I think they're going to do 12 or 14 different stops.
Yeah.
But it is toll, you know, it does take its toll. And so if you think about that, pray with Kevin, pray with us for him. I know that they've got some familial issues as well back home, and that always makes it hard to leave as well because we've
yeah,
done that before years and this type of work when we can't travel and work together. Inevitably, it always seems like something at home
yeah,
always goes awry or something changes or some level of disruption seems to happen when you're 2,000 to 4,000 miles away and can't really help. So we're praying for Kevin, praying for his wife, Shekinah, praying for their family. Their church family is the church at Asheville in Asheville, North Carolina. So if you think about that, pray for them.
Yeah, and they're just an awesome group of people over there. And I know that they're kind of on mission over the next 2 weeks, specifically in Nepal,
for
to
sure,
help launch more house churches. And so that's one of the key things that they're doing in addition to being a support to the local pastors that are already existing. So they want to support them, but they also want to help other people get planted and started. And that's a goal of Connect Global's in this coming year also is to, we've always partnered with pastors overseas and in the local communities that we serve, and we've always been a support to them and bringing teams to them. But we also, in addition to that, want to start planting churches through Connect Global. primarily just because there's a need for it, and a lot of the leaders in the local communities have asked for it, and they're ready for growth outside of their own churches, and they just need someone to stand alongside them and support them and to help facilitate that in practical ways and with spiritual covering and just with friendship. So we're really excited about having that opportunity and being able to kind of forge full steam ahead in that direction. The maternity home always feels to me like one of the best churches that could possibly exist, because we get to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We get to share the gospel every single day of the week. And through that ministry of taking postpartum mothers in, caring for them, cooking 3 meals a day for them, providing a safe and secure place for them to rest, sleep, recover, and rejuvenate after giving birth, has allowed us to share the gospel with over 1,700 mothers at this point, and through that over 225 have given their heart to Jesus for the first time, which is super exciting. And for us, it's not exciting just because it's a number to throw around, but it's exciting because it represents hope for people. It represents people getting to live life in a different way, in a different capacity. And we know how God has just given us favor over the years, and the love and the protection that we've gotten, and that, you know, just the care that God gives us. And because we're His children, He cares for us. And so getting to share that with other people and them being invited into that family, to me, is just really exciting. And it's just even more real to us, I think, because we have gotten to travel all over the world. And when we've gotten to meet Christians in places like, you know, Haiti and Thailand and Mexico and Honduras and Venezuela and Jamaica and all the places in Spain, France, all the places that we've gotten to go, there's just something beautiful about meeting other people who believe what you believe and who immediately welcome you in as family because you share that same faith and that same hope and that same love. And so being able to welcome other people into that big family is just a tremendous honor and blessing. And so that may forever be my favorite church, the maternity home, but I also know and recognize even the traditional model of the church and how that can be so crucial and beneficial for people in their life change and in their journey and for their families. So we're really, really excited about that. And actually, just as soon as we had got into Tampa and Hurricane Ian was headed this direction, we also had already made a commitment to be with one of our church families in Walker, Louisiana. That was Revival Temple. And so for over the last decade now at this point, every single year around this time of year, we've been invited to go and participate in their missions weekend. And there has been, because of COVID and a hurricane that hit them last year, there's been 2 years that we haven't been able to attend because they weren't able to host. So we've been able to go to the last 8 out of 10, I guess. Mm-hmm. All that they've, every time they've been open and been able to host. But that is always near and dear to us, and we wanted to make it happen. So we dropped our bags, threw some things in smaller bags, and once the hurricane had passed and we knew it was possible even to be out on the roads and heading that way, we made that decision. Not with a lack of adversity, of course. A couple of flights got canceled on us in the moment, and had to reroute and make new plans, but it ended up being a great time, and got to take another road trip following our very long one we had just taken from New York here to Florida. So we got to make that one now from Florida to Louisiana. But it was just awesome because they are just a church that totally, totally believes in missions and the value of missions and how it can change people's lives, how it changes the life of the community, and how it's just what the reach does. And so it's just always so refreshing to be around people that just get it and then not only just get it, but they wholeheartedly support it in so many ways. And so they do that for Connect Global, but they also do that for 50 or 60 other missionaries and mission organizations.
Yeah, and I was gonna say too, their first missionary that they sent was 58 years ago.
Yeah.
So we got to have lunch with Kemp and Carol Holden. They're an amazing couple. They've been in ministry literally almost 60 years.
Yeah.
They've been married just as long. And so we got to share a table with them. They shared a lot of wisdom with us and just a few chuckles and laughs.
Yeah.
But it's interesting and so cool and so inspiring to see that this church in Walker, Louisiana, which we even talked about.
Tiny little town.
We talked about at the table there. You know, this was when these guys were in high school. It was a little tiny, tiny town with one blinking light, you know, one high school that still exists. And yet they had a vision for something wider and bigger and further than their town. And so they started sending missionaries. So this first couple, this missionary was sent to Jamaica for the very first time. And they just didn't stop.
Yeah.
And so every year since then, they've had a missions conference. And so it grew from 1 to 2 to 5 to 10. So I think right now they're supporting in a great way at least 60 that get represented there usually each year. I think about half of those maybe were there this year. I'm not sure how that worked out just based on travel and where everyone's at. But the idea is that they also just support throughout the year. So they're able to make connections and able to be a part of everyone's each mission, whether they're in Europe, you know, the United States, they're in South and Central America, parts of Asia and Africa as well. And it's just exciting to see that they still have a heart that's still in their DNA. There's no turning back. There's no, you know, in fact, they're doubling down. The year that they didn't have the in-person gathering, I think they still doubled their missions giving towards everyone. You know, they tell the story way better than I can, but they mentioned how when their whole building got flooded, that they were purchasing and giving away plywood before their church had even been, you know, assessed at what the damage was going to be. They were helping other people with their flood damage and rescuing people off of, you know, with their boats. And they say that after the end of the hurricane, after giving, after serving, after, you know, essentially giving away all the supplies that they could have used and they could have needed for themselves, they had more money in the bank after giving all of that, all of those resources to their neighbors, to the city, to the state. And so it's just a, I don't know, it's just a really cool thing to be able to be a part of and to see. And it reminds me still of this thing in Florida that happened here, where we see people jumping in, giving right away. They're not worried about themselves, but they're worried about others. And I think that, you know, like Danielle was saying with the church planting, you know, church planting for us may look quite different. It may not look like big buildings and a bunch of different, you know, very specific branding and different things like that. But this home church model and this sort of rapid expansion model might be what we're looking at, because essentially what a church is a gathering. It's a gathering of people. It turns into a community. And then you've got sort of these smaller gatherings that kind of stem off of that. But for us, Danielle and I, we're always talking about how hope and healing always happen in community. They always happen with each other. They don't happen in isolation. In fact, isolation is usually when people start to spiral, and whether it be addiction or, you know, other forms of hopelessness, it's when people get isolated and pulled away is usually when that really affects them the worst. And so what we're trying to do is the opposite of that. We're trying to bring people into community, bring people around one vision, one goal, understand that the idea that doing life together is the way that God has commanded us to do it. And, you know, like I said earlier, just a minute ago, you know, his two greatest commandments ever were to love God and to love others.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're trying to do through these church planting movements, and trying to do research and trying to get more training under our belts and trying to get ideas of what that might actually look like and how that's going to be, how we'll be positioned to do that. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that in our upcoming event that you'll get an email about if you've been a part of Connect Global or you've been you know, part of our community for any amount of time. You have probably heard about our annual night of then you have probably heard about our annual benefit called Night Out. We will have that again this year, and so we'll send out some more information as if you're listening to this the day it posts, it'll be today, but otherwise you'll hear about the Save the Date. You'll understand that what time and date and everything is, but you'll get to hear a little bit more about our church planning initiatives. You'll hear, of course, updates on the maternity home, our school, and education initiatives, as well as some new projects for next year, and some of the dates that we have for mission trips for next year. So if you want to join on that, please feel free. There will be some more information on our website shortly. But yeah, we're just excited because God brought us, I think, to Florida in a really good season for us. We're starting kind of a new chapter with our daughter having been homeschooled for about this first, you know, portion of her schooling years, and just being enrolled now in a Christian academy here locally. And so we're just excited about that, excited about just being closer to family and friends, and definitely excited for the new chapter and the new initiatives that are coming up with Connect Global that we will love to tell you more about. If you have any questions about that, we'd love to tell you even personally, maybe have coffee or grab a meal together. But if you can make the annual Night Out dinner, that would be the best way to stay informed about what's been going on and what plans we have for the future. We will send out personal invitations for that in the next week. But you can at least get the date saved on your calendar, and we will make sure that you have all of that information. Please make sure also we've got a new issue of the Connection magazine that is also being posted this week, so you can find out more information about the relief efforts that are going on through our friends at Freedom Life Church in Naples, Florida. You can find out a little bit more about our mission trips that are coming up, and really just hear our heart, hear from us, the founders of Connect Global. Again, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to the Connection podcast. If you have a moment, please save and bookmark this podcast wherever it is that you're listening. And just so you know, it's very important to our podcasting efforts here that you could rate it. So if there's a mechanism there on the podcast platform that you're listening to rate and maybe even drop a comment, that would be greatly appreciated. We are grateful for your support, and we are just grateful to be here.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for being on this journey with us. We know that many of you that listen in are supporting us in so many ways, prayerfully and financially, and many of you have gone with us to see the mission. And so for that, we're truly grateful, and we're just so excited for this next chapter.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.